Hello, and welcome to The World View. The debates around innovation policy take up a lot of oxygen in DC, but the world is big. Join me, Katie Mitchell, a DC insider on the outside, as I shine a light onto the bright spots of innovation policy and offer some takeaways for the debate back home. The World View is a podcast companion to a Substack I recently launched under the same name. As this is the kickoff episode, I wanted to first introduce myself, the idea of the podcast companion, and what you can look forward to if you subscribe. I'll also cover some audible notes to what I wrote last week. Reminder, please subscribe to the written Substack at www.theworldview.substack.com. I always like to include some fun cultural notes, and I'm not traveling this week, happily in hot as heck Singapore, but I have something neat to share, and so I'll do that as we round out this inaugural episode. So without further ado, let's take off. Singapore 6 years ago with two suitcases. As it turns out, getting settled in a new country is a great proof point for where it is on its digital journey. The ease with which I set up my digital identity, opened my bank account, and transferred money to get the lights on and the oh-so-important aircon working was a masterclass of Singapore's famous efficiency. It was also a testimony to the real progress the country has made in its desire to become a smart nation. In fact, it felt like all the narratives around the promise of tech that I witnessed working with leading firms in Silicon Valley years earlier had actually been realized right here in Asia. There are amazing and innovative companies, yes, but the real it factor, if you will, for this level of digital progress is the catalytic role government plays. Over the years, I've transitioned from regional to global roles based outside of the United States, and I've had the real sense of time travel throughout a single day. Unfortunately, when that came to working on policy issues in the US, it often meant traveling back in time. I understand firsthand, having worked in DC, that advocacy is a demanding and often existential task for firms that call the US home. But just because the house in front of us is on fire doesn't mean we shouldn't be involved in building the neighborhood around it. And believe me, that neighborhood is being built, and it's Jetsons level futuristic. That's why I started The World View, to highlight all the ways by which policy drives innovation around the globe, and to get folks fired up to engage abroad and to get it right back home. I hope the Substack becomes a fun ritual read with a cup of coffee or tea, and that either kicks off or concludes the week in an inspiring fashion. But hey, I'm also a total realist and multitasker. That's where this, the pod, comes in. I love podcasts, and I listen to them constantly on bike rides, runs, and walks with my dog, Cash. That's Johnny Cash, because my payments are digital. And I'm hoping that this can fit into part of your routine as well, that it becomes a fun way to engage with Worldview content in an even more approachable and informal manner. I also hope that this is one of the only solo episodes I ever do. One of my greatest gifts in my career has been the opportunity to work with some seriously smart people. And I can't wait to give them a platform to talk about all the ways they're driving innovation policy around the world. Last week, I kicked off The World View with my first Substack post, and I covered how innovation is chronically underbanked around the world. The US certainly isn't the only country where crypto or other innovative technology companies have had a hard time just getting a bank account, but there's a real difference in the role government plays. I highlighted examples and personal experience across two other jurisdictions, the UK and Australia as fodder for the conversation around the so-called Operation Choke Point in the US. This is covered in the Soapbox section of the Substack Soapbox because it's a bit of a rant. But days are weeks and weeks are years in Web3 land, so as often happens, there have been even more developments since I shipped the stack. This week, news came out that the Hong Kong Monetary Authority and the Securities and Futures Commission will be convening a roundtable in a month to facilitate an open, dialogue between Web3 entrants, the banking community, and them, the regulators. This is as Hong Kong seeks to roll out the red carpet and facilitate a friendly investment environment for the sector, which it hopes will be a boon to its economy in the post-COVID environment. I can't help but wonder, did the Hong Kong government see all the news around Operation Choke Point and decide to subtweet the US? The UAE has similar programs with white glove service for major firms looking to invest in the market, rating it highly for ease of doing business. So here we have new regimes for crypto across these financial hubs, and they're showing us that you can simultaneously evolve your regulatory guardrails and create hospitable environments to grow the Web3 ecosystem. Your move, America. Debanking was a huge theme this week, and I also read with deep admiration Katie Hahn's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal titled How U.S. Regulators Are Choking Crypto. Hahn, who last year launched Hahn Ventures, a Web3-focused venture capital fund, makes the point that by choking crypto, regulators are actually siphoning off innovation that could be game-changing for the future of the U.S. economy. My favorite bit, super cheeky and super cutting, was this reference to the automobile industry. Quote, imagine if more than a century ago, regulators had cut Ford and GM off from banking services because they considered automobiles too risky or too competitive with trains and horses, end quote. I highly recommend reading this piece yourself, and if you don't already, giving Katie and the Hahn Ventures team a follow. What's a trip around the world without a nugget of cultural fun? The world is big, it's vibrant, and there's so much more to it than policy. This week, I'm in between travel and happily home in sunny Singapore. I had an especially neat moment yesterday when I brewed my morning coffee and cracked open a new book. This one happened to be written by my Columbia classmate in her latest novel titled The Great Reclamation. Rachel Hang, the author, is native to Singapore, super cool, and was on my floor freshman year of college. Her second novel, set here in Singapore, tackles what we simultaneously gain and lose through modernization. I often have to remind myself to read something, anything other than heady policy reports, geopolitical news, and crypto Twitter. And now I have all the more motivation to do so. I sincerely hope you'll join me and check out The Great Reclamation where books are sold near you. I happened to get my copy at a local bookstore right here on the Red Dot. All right, folks. Thank you so much for tagging along on this inaugural episode of the Worldview Podcast. I've included all of the links to my Substack, news articles referenced, and info around Rachel's book in the show notes. The next edition of the Worldview Substack will be coming out soon, so please do be sure to subscribe with your email if you're keen for a weekly treat in your inbox. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, subscribe to follow along wherever you listen to podcasts, and please do send me some feedback as we kick off this series properly with some of our fabulous guests. Until then, stay curious about the world, stay optimistic about the future, and see you back here at The Worldview soon.